وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity.
Sayyid Abdullah Al-Musawi.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Brothers and sisters, dear listeners, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to the program For Humanity. We have been looking at the human traits in the Quran, and we said when it comes to the traits of a human beings, we have good traits and we have bad traits. Alhamaha fujuraha wa taqwaha, as the Quran eloquently puts it, that He gave it the good and the bad, the yin and the yang, and then it is up to the human to decide to navigate his way through his traits. For those who navigate through the good traits, they become successful. Qad aflaha man zakkaha, victorious he who purifies it. And those who delve into the negative traits, then qad khaba man dassaha, surely he's at loss, he who has made it darkened and made it corrupted. We spoke about a number of traits. One of the traits the A'imma alayhum as-salam, and specifically the Quran, dwells in and tries to highlight to me and you is the concept of al-hasad. So we spoke about greed being a trait that destroys humanity. We spoke about other traits that destroy humanity. One of these traits is jealousy and hasad, or envy. Now, when it comes to jealousy and envy, obviously they are two different English words and to have two different meanings as well. But what we're trying to mean here, without having to go in depth of the English aspect of these two words, is that sometimes when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestows a blessing or a ni'mah, or gives one of us something that we don't have, what we tend to do is desire that thing and want to have it as well. And this is very normal, very fine, because it's a human need and human desire. We want to have the nice things that people have. So there's no problem in that. And asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give you something like it, this is also not a problem there as well. Sometimes we, in Arabic, we call that ghibta. You see someone having something nice and you wish you could have the same as well. And you're happy for them. But that's on the good side. But when we go to the dark side of this scenario, is that I see my friend or I see my brother or sister in faith or equal in humanity has something that I don't have. What I tend to do is wish that they lose what they have and I get to have it. So that now we're being very selfish and we're pushing our limits here. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refers to that inner mental disease as hasad, as jealousy, as wanting what your brothers have to be gone and only you can have it. Now, with hasad, one might say, well, how is that related to human rights? And how does that, you know, affects other humans? Well, the reality is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave that notion of hasad a portion in the Quran. And Allah would not give it that much attention if it does not have any effects on the human beings around or the ones that will be affected by it. Because science and whatever people study these days tell us that these negative, how should I put it, the waves that we produce when we have like hatred or jealousy towards someone, it actually takes place. It affects. Now, before I continue this discussion or this conversation, let us take a short break and then we will come back.
Dear listeners, you are listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program For Humanity. So we were saying that with hasad is actually when a person starts to have feelings or starts to create ideas in his mind, they manifest themselves in a form of wave that takes form on the outside and projects itself to the outside. And depending on how bad the person is, obviously this will be even worse. So the waves would be much stronger, they would be, I don't know, much faster, and they would take effect. And you see, you know, people getting harmed and people getting hurt because someone else looked at them with that look of envy, that look of jealousy. And, you know, we have examples, ample examples of that. That's why when we look at the hadith and the Quran, they gave it this importance. For example, they had the famous hadith from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, where he says, "Usul al-kufri thalatha," the traits of kufr, or the roots of kufr, the roots of disbelief in Allah are three: al-hirs, stinginess, which we already discussed; al-istikbar, pride; and al-hasad, and jealousy. So jealousy is, the root of it is disbelief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When a person disbelieves in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then obviously there is no limits to how bad he could get and to how bad he can be. And then everything that comes out of him is bad. And therefore you see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, he says to us as human beings, you need to protect yourself from such people. وَمِن شَرِّ حَاسِدٍ إِذَا حَسَدٍ, and from the evilness of the jealous people, the envious people, when they become jealous or envious. So they emit an evil that manifests itself in the outside world that we need to protect ourselves from. So don't think that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he mentioned this, he just is trying to entertain me or you, or saying, yeah, there's a thing called jealousy, but it never harms. If it would not harm me and other people, then Allah wouldn't talk about it. If it's just an idea, if it's just an imagination, if it's just like a personal inner thought that I entertain and indulge myself in, then obviously Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would not even question me about it, because at the end of the day, it's just in my head. It's nowhere else. So Allah says this is just like a smoke. Nothing happens. But no, he says having that trait, it's a bad thing. Why? It's considered to be haram because it does affect other people. It does harm other people. And you see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says you need to be very careful. You need to be very wary of it. Don't let yourself fall victim to that trap. So like we said, so when it comes to people and when it comes to what people have, we have to clearly differentiate between how we perceive and how we act towards them. If they have something good, there is no harm in me wishing that I have what they have, and I ask Allah for them to continue prosper and become happy. And if I go to the other side and I say, no, I wish they lose what they have and I'm only the one who should have it, then we have a problem. So when it comes to the rights of people, that's one right we need to maintain, is that I should not put my eyes at the wealth and blessings that Allah has bestowed on other people. We will continue in other episodes. Until then, stay with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa alihi. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa alihi.